We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's right, Ryan with the King on a Monday. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We figured if we're doing an MVP debate today, we got to bring on the King, Howard Eskin, and we got a couple things thrown at him. He's at the owners' meetings out in Phoenix. But Howard, I just want to start with this. We had someone you know on pretty well about a half hour ago, and your son said it's not even close. It's not even a question.
It's all about Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid is the MVP. What would you say to that?
I'd say he's a kiss ass. that's what he is, because Joel Embiid speaks to him. I speak to Joel Embiid. He knows I bust his chops. But that's not what it's about. Hey, this year, Joel Embiid's going to win the MVP. What is that? I mean, aren't championships more important than MVP awards? I mean, this nonsense. Everybody's worried about him winning the MVP. So what? So he can score points. So what? And I'm going to say this, and it'll obviously get everybody all cranked up again. Joel Embiid is going to win the MVP. Okay, fine. I'm happy for him. But is he the best all-around player compared to Jokic? And the answer is no. Can he score points? Yeah, in the NBA, everybody scores points. The NBA is a complete farce. It's a joke. There is no defense. That's why he played against Golden State and Phoenix, because he knows he can score points against those teams. But it's not about scoring points. Against Boston, he's going to average 35 a game against Boston in the playoffs. And you know what? They're going to shut everybody else down, and the Sixers are going to lose. So but he's the MVP. But Jokic is a better all-around player. Better passer, better rebounder. Is he a better scorer? If he wanted to be, but that's not what he cares about. But give it to Joel Embiid. Make everybody happy. Make Joel happy. He'll win an award. That'll go on his, that'll go on something somewhere. The player that won an MVP and never won a championship. So, whatever.
So how did you feel about him coming out and saying he was tired the other night?
Who, Joel Embiid?
Yes. Yeah, after the Suns game, when he didn't play well, he said he's tired.
I'm tired.
He's always a woe-is-me guy. He always has something. Oh, I'm just trying to help the team, but I'm trying to do this. Yeah, it's all kinds of drama with Joel Embiid. Is he a terrific ball player? Absolutely, positively. He's very talented. But I don't want to hear all that whining. I mean, I'll get you some cheese, Joel, to put with that wine. I don't want to hear it anymore. He was tired. Well, that's because he can't play three games in four nights, and that's kind of what it is. But he wanted to score his points, and he thought he could did it against Golden State. I don't want to hear it. Just move on. Hey, listen, I got to do a better job, which a lot of guys say, but don't tell me you were tired. Excuses are made for losers, not for winners, for losers. And you would know this better than anybody. You don't want to hear excuses out of teammates when they don't play well. Just move on and do a better job the next time. And for whatever reason, he can't play three games in four nights. You can't do it. And then when you got to give all the minutes, how many minutes did he play? What did he play, like 38 minutes against Golden State on Friday night? Can't do that. I mean, he scored 46 points. That's what mattered. So, hey, whatever. I mean, people are going to jump on me because I didn't think he was the MVP the last 2 years, and he was not. And this year, he's going to be the MVP because there's been such a push for it, and he's scoring all these points. That's not what an MVP is to me, the way I look at it. But if that's the way people want to look at it, that's fine.
Howard, we'd all agree that he's a great player. We all agree he's either going to win it or he's going to finish second. He's an MVP candidate. But let me ask you it this way, because I think this is what really matters deep down. When you watch Joel Embiid, do you think he is a championship player?
No, I don't. And for multiple, I don't think he's a leader. And I don't think he does all the things a championship player does what the coach wants him to do, whether the coach is right or the coach is wrong. And he does what he wants to do. You know, I don't want to. Okay, he can shoot threes. Great. And knock yourself out. But he's better off in the post. He's better off down low. He's not a rebounder. He'll get his 10 rebounds because he's 7'2". But I don't think he's a leader. And you need a leader to be a champion and be a champion. That's just not what he is. That's just not what he is. He's not a leader. He's out there to do one thing. Do the guys like him? Yeah, I'm sure they do. As a matter of fact, I know they do. But that doesn't make you a leader. No, I do not think he's a championship player. And I think it's going to be hard. Now, it's not all his fault. If they had a better backcourt, I'm not a Harden guy either. James Harden's not a team guy either. It's unbelievable. You know, after the Miami game when they lost at home, he got a private plane and he and P.J. Tucker went to Miami a day early just so they could have a good time. What the hell is that about? Because they played Miami on that Wednesday. What the hell is that about? I don't get it. Nobody can do anything anymore. I talked to one of the coaches here about players that do their own thing. And the coach says, well, I find guys, but you can only find them so much. In the NBA, they don't find guys. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a player-run league for sure. All right, Howard, before we end our conversation, tell us what's on the docket out there. You're at the NFL owners' meetings. We know Sirianni's going to talk tomorrow. So give us a feeling on the next 2 days, next 3 days, what it's going to be like out there.
Okay, well, here's first of all, let me tell you that Jonathan Gannon passed along his best to all those guys that wanted him fired as the Eagles coach. So he said to say hello to everybody.
What's up, Bird Gang?
Hey, Bird Gang. Happy Monday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Tuesday. But Howie Roseman's going to speak this afternoon. You know, I'm 3 hours earlier out here. He's going to speak this afternoon in our world. So he speaks today. Jeffrey Lurie's going to speak tomorrow. Nick Sirianni tomorrow morning. I don't know what he can say, but I finally found out what's been driving me crazy, and I found out last week, and I can confirm it with Mick, but I know it's already true. The timeout in that Super Bowl early in the third quarter has been driving me nuts, because if they didn't call that timeout after a challenge and they didn't even run an offensive play, they have 50 seconds left at the end of the game.
Right.
Yeah. So it was. So I found out, but I'll confirm it tomorrow. I'll find a way to confirm, but I already know what happened. And at some point, I will relay it to all you guys and everybody else on what happened and why they had to call a timeout. But so those guys speak in the next few days. I had a chance to talk to Andy Reid this morning. Actually, all the guys. There were seven. The AFC coaches spoke today. Seven ex-Eagles were in that room.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. It's because D'Amico Ryans is a new one. Shane Steichen's a new one. And tomorrow, Jonathan Gannon is a new one. The NFC guys speak tomorrow. But I also spoke to Peter King, and I'm going to post it this afternoon.
Is he going to be okay? Because he was upset about the
two. He was hot.
We talked about the bastardization of the
rules. That was a really strong take.
Well, talked to Peter, and I'm going to post it on Twitter this afternoon. But he gives the Eagles credit, but he can't stand it. It's a bastardization of the rules.
It's a bastardization of the rules.
That was a really strong take, though. That was a super strong take.
It's so funny. I said, Peter, as soon as I saw him this morning, I got to talk to you. He says, all right, give me about 10 minutes. I got to talk to you about the bastardization. So, but he took it tough, but he was serious. He was serious. So, and that rule's not going to come up. You know, I was actually talking to Jeffrey Lurie a little while ago, and one of their proposals is to have zero, as in, I never realized that was a rule that you couldn't have a zero. Having, he says, I'm surprised we didn't make zero and double zero. Now he wants double zero, too. So, whatever. But there'll be some, I don't know how many serious rule changes they're going to make. I mean, how many things you can do. But those are the things that are coming up. But for me, what's really great for me is I get to talk to a lot of these guys that I know, and you get little tidbits here and there as you talk to them. As everybody's walking around the halls out here, it's really good. It's a place where you can get a lot of stuff. You can get a lot of stuff done. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, I saw this morning, Clark Hunt, mm-hmm. and I was with those guys when Andy Reid signed his contract in Philadelphia at the private airport, Atlantic Aviation. I wasn't in the meeting, but
no, you got to say you were. Take credit for it. Tell him you told him to hire Andy Reid.
So, hey, listen, they got the best coach in football.
Well, he's an incredible coach. Yeah, he is.
It wasn't a bad thing. So, yeah, you guys, you just keep on going on your Joel Embiid thing. And my son is just bad parenting. Man,
someone's got to be blamed, Howard. We'll blame you for it.
Dope.
Oh, my God. I thought I did a better job. But, so, you know, I got to play. Hey, you got to take ownership.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It was bad parenting.
All on you. Howard, stay out of trouble out there, all right?
Well,
have a good one.
Hard to do. Hey, that's hard to stay out of trouble out here.
I'm sure
it
is.
I'll try to do that.
All right, Howard. We'll talk soon. There he goes. Howard Eskin, the dope of dopes, giving us his take. So I thought it was interesting, though. He thinks Joel's going to win the MVP. I'm surprised. Well,
that's a good thing.
We got hopefully, him to say it.
Hopefully this will catapult him out of the second round of the playoffs.
Or it's the big jinx. It's over now.
No, I don't think it's the jinx. I'm being pompous.
It's all just a setup for him to say, yeah, oh, he's going to win the MVP.
No, I think he gets recharged, rejuvenated, and he reaches the playoffs. He reaches the postseason. He's a different guy.
What I find funny about now that Howard has conceded that he's going to win the MVP, it's the award is not – the award itself is now nonsensical.
Yeah, he'll win it, but who, like, what's that? What is the – didn't he say that? Like, what is even the MVP?
Yeah, what even is MVP anymore?
All right, Howard's given us some information from out in Phoenix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.